Well, here we are. It's December 18th. It's a Thursday night. It's a sort of random night for having a chakra clearing, but what better night is there? This is the year of our Lord, 2014. Again, it's December 28th. We're doing a chakra clearing tonight just in the name of clearing energies for the Christmas season. Forgive me, the holiday season, because it's more than just Christmas. So I have, if you've got the paper in front of you, the support page, there's a whole bunch of stuff we're going to be moving through. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on each one, but I'm introducing them and making them available to you. The ones that really resonate with you, I want you to work with. Now, what has come up for this and this particular call here is that the holiday season has got so many elements about it that are impacting us on so many levels. And, you know, directly it impacts every one of the chakras. You've got the holiness of the season that's coming in through the crown. You've got the new vision in terms of what's happening at the end of the holiday season with the New Year's vision. You've got the throat chakra with all of the singing and the communicating and the family opportunities and all of that stuff, including the frustrations and the chaos that come up. You've got the heart chakra where it often is and can be a very, very loving time, a very heart-opening time, but it can also be a time where the heart chakra is impacted and old wounds are called up to be cleared and released, which then exacerbates the frustrations of Christmas. And I bet we could spend most of our time, if not even longer, talking about the joys and sorrows of Christmas, where some have been fabulous and then some have been less than that. You get into the solar plexus by making decisions and taking action and doing this in terms of actually doing gifts and buying gifts, deciding what to do, where to go, what family to be involved with, et cetera, what to do for your partner or mate if you have one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All these things that are inviting us to use our will center to be able to make decisive decisions and then take action on those decisions. And that can get very foggy as well. Second chakra in the land of the little inner child, the place of joy and creativity where the passion and the exhilaration are held and contained, and it's the morning of Christmas when we run down, and it is just so magnificent. And then also it contains any of the memories, the energetic memories of the woundings that have occurred as a result of that particular season from childhood all the way to the point of where we are now. And finally, in the particular season of the winter season, the foundation and the root is very, very potent and practical because of the nature of what's being called upon us or energetically in these times. So this is kind of an overview of how it impacts all the chakras. We do not have time to address all of them, but I'm going to go ahead and do some activities based that focus on the meatiest of them all and the most important. I said meatiest, not the neediest, although both work. But let me do an underscore here and give a little bit of information before we actually get into the activities beyond what I've given here, just as some foundational information that's designed not only to feed your mind, but also to activate cellular memory and invite certain things that are attached as a result of this time of year from the point of your initial incarnation to the point of now, things that are ready to release and ready to clear. It is not necessary that we understand what they are, but we are going to give opportunity and use the information to actually trigger some of the releases of that stuff. The songs themselves will then go ahead and energetically do the cleansing, along with some visualizations and some activities we're going to do. There are three or four main points that I think are relevant. In the cycle of the seasons, as we move towards fall and then move into winter, various things start to happen. They are times when we start to turn inward, and depending on where you live, it's a little less relevant or a little less applicable in California, although the feel is still here. We don't have a significant change of seasons out here, but around the country, there are opportunities when there's less light, the days get shorter, And essentially, we are being invited to go inward. The fall is a time of the beginning of the retrospection. It's a time when things are released and let go of. It's a time when the leaves fall. It's a time when the colors themselves of the fall begin to pull us down into the first, second, and third chakras, when you get the reds, the yellows, and the oranges. Nature is preparing us for what historically was a time of cocooning, a time of hibernating, if you will, an opportunity for us to go ahead and take stock of what has happened through our time of the previous year. And if we go ahead and surrender to the fall, then the season itself will bring us into the opportunity to go ahead and release and let go of and stand in that sort of emptiness and that limboness, if you will, or that time of seeding, which is then in the winter months. When we go deeper into the energetic essence of our being, the winter invites us to actually begin to clear out any of the deep stuff that has been there for quite some time, to release it, and then to set intention for the spring. In other words, seeds are being planted, and these seeds of intention are what is going to make manifest in the spring, and then the harvest happens in the late summer. So whether you buy into this idea or not, we are under the energetic influence of the planet itself, and we are in that influence during these times, and it impacts every single being on the planet as we are in symbiotic relationship with the Earth herself. So to keep this in mind is to recognize that a lot of times during this time, we want to be on our own and we want to be alone. And just because this process is so tender and so powerful and so necessary, and at the same time we are being invited to be more social and go out and party and have community and gather together with family, many whom we have not seen for the year, which leads us on to another point here, which is really about the family influence. I can go back through every one of my Christmases in growing up, and each one had a flavor. Each one was able to reflect some of the dynamic of what was going on in the family during that year. And there were moments in time where we were able to absolutely celebrate, and most often not than not, when the sense of wonder was triggered as we came down to the single package, the mini packages, the insane amount of packages and gifts that we waded into, and out of that beautiful sense of wonder and excitement and awe was happening because we were so excited about what is in these packages. And there was an unknown about that. Over time, the actual family and the gift-giving has been impacted by whatever the dynamic is in the players in your and my particular families. At some point, the idea of being spontaneous and buying something that was a gift as of inspiration and something really coming from the heart, if you will, because we knew it was really something that we wanted to give to this person, eventually evolved into, for many, an opportunity to go of the words, "What do you want for Christmas?" or "Give me a list." And it's an interesting place because, in a sense, Christmas gift giving became a process of wanting to please the other person by buying them the thing that they wanted. And in a sense, it lost its spontaneity to some degree, and it's lost its very deeper connection with actually tuning into the person and getting them something that energetically you feel would support them because that was what you were guided to do. So this energy, in all of its extremes and forms, of the tenderness of it, of the desire to make deeper connection, and also the dynamic of the family, is also getting played out. This is a second, a third, a fourth, and even a fifth, and even the root chakra as well are impacted by the family dynamic. This is going on whether we realize it or not. The expectation is that it's the perfect time of year. You listen to the Christmas carols, "Happy holidays, crappy holidays." No, I don't think those were the words. But the point is you listen to some of the intentions. It's almost like those Christmas carols were born in the 50s, a lot of them were pop ones. And those were the ones that were trying to paint the image that everything was beautiful and everything was wonderful, regardless of what it looked like. So whether that was your experience or not, whatever the form it has taken, we are all impacted by that energy. And then you start to add to it the increasing energy of the corporate vibration, of the mass consumption vibration, and this creates an additional set of pressures and amplified demands upon us to, one, find gifts for everybody on our list, to get the best price we possibly can, to make sure they're wrapped and all these things, and to get them on time, and so you can see the pressure of that is also beginning to impact us, especially in our root chakra for foundation and our capacity in the will center to be able to actually take action on this sort of overwhelming process or not. Now, I'm just painting, obviously, a little bit of a slant here because I want to work on things and clear things that have to do with the energies that put demands upon us. Clearing any of these energies is like bringing us back to that place of wonder where it is just a sweet and beautiful night with a lit fire, some presents or in the morning when things were exchanged, gifts were given, food was shared, connection with one another were rekindled, and then people moved forth from there, re-inspired and reconnected to go ahead and make new intention for the new year, to create a brand new higher frequency year. So we're under the influence, in a sense, of all of those elements. And then lastly, there's the very spiritual element that begins to figure in that does impact the crown chakra, but also the heart chakra, the throat, and the second chakra as well. And this is the inherent capacity for us on a yearly basis to be reborn. We're reborn into a Christ frequency. In some ways, putting it into Jesus Christ, what it did is it took the personal element out of it and made it something that none of us were able to attain. That is far from what my understanding of the reality of it is that on a given monthly cycle, we are given the opportunity to reclaim the magnificence of who we are. And this is the birth moment on December 25th, even though we know historically that was certainly not the day that Jesus was born. And in fact, the idea of a Christmas holiday was actually a pagan holiday that was already established in cultures like the Druids, et cetera, et cetera. Same with Easter, and some of these things were brought forth by established holidays already existing in those cultures. Interestingly, that they were taken over by more of a Christian perspective, which then took them and made them their own with its own set of parameters that we pretty much have been raised through for at least two or three or four generations for each of us as incarnations have happened. So we have this precious moment where the Christ energy within us begins to rebirth itself to reveal to us, again, the magic template that we incarnated with to give us that vehicle upon which to set our intention for the next year and to ride into this beautiful higher frequency. Now, if all of our chakras are messed up as a result of just the stuff that the influences that I've already indicated, and this is not to take into account anything that we have actually had with us that are very personal to us, then you can see that there's a whole lot going on during this season. Okay, so it sounds pretty much like this is a hopeless case for tonight, but not at all. Not at all, because everything that I've talked about is energy. And because it's energy and vibration, that means we can make shift by consciously intending to do different things. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and set a nice protection and a nice boundary using a very familiar chant, the Hung Vajrapay from the Tibetan chant. We're going to speak our birth name seven times to go ahead and access again that child part of ourself to bring in the etheric beings that are aligned to that frequency as we speak it so they can be supporting us in the clearing and cleansing of these chakras through the next 45 minutes. So, we're going to do that, then we're going to very quickly move up through the tones of all of the chakras from the root to the crown and then back dig out down again. Really just using that, we'll move immediately into some calming chants. We'll work with affirmations. We're going to go ahead and work mostly from the backside of the chakras. And if you've been a part of these calls through the year, you know that the backside of the chakras have very different impact than the way the front side does. And it's the backside that is where a lot of the congestion has taken place that has impacted the form of our life. So we're going to go ahead and clear at least the
sacral chakra, the heart chakra, and the throat. Those three are the most important in terms of what we're looking at right now. Then we're actually going to move on into a fairly significant cleansing with the violet flame process. It really is a visualization followed by words that are listed there. There are proclamations and affirmations to be made. And given a little bit of time, we'll go ahead and reactivate a pineal gland and pituitary gland connection that actually also works into the backside of the throat chakra. So we create a very important triangle in there and activate that, and if we have time, we'll move into what's called the pranic tube empowerment, which is breathing through the pranic tube that exists within us. And we may or may not get to that one. That is just icing on the cake. So I invite you at this point to take a breath, become aware of where you are in the room, your seat in the seat on the seat, your feet on the earth. And if you are in the room where the images and the essence and the energies of Christmas are all around, just let that be a vehicle that reminds you of this time. We're calling forth all the energies of Christmas past. Not in the sort of ghost-like way, but we're calling for any of the energies, especially ones that have impacted us, to cause us to reduce our vibration. At the same time, we call forth all the joy and the beauty that has occurred during the season with the reunions and the opportunities to receive and give. And we're going to go ahead and use those to amplify the higher frequency connection and bring those older energies up. Okay.
Other than that, we're just going to sit here and chat and sing some songs. So let's go to the Hung Vaj Rupay. We're going to sing it, just go ahead and speak it four times, four directions of the traditional cardinal directions. We're going to send this out, and around us a cocoon of light is protecting us and keeping us going. And by the way, using the Hung Vaj Rupay and your name as you go out to the mall and you go out to do shopping is a wise thing to do. To put yourself in a cocoon of light and energy that keeps anything of lower frequency out is a very useful thing to do in terms of maintaining a clarity and a balance as you do your own shopping, because everybody's stuff is all triggered. Things are going on out there. There's a hubbub, and as it moves more closely towards Christmas itself, the last days, that energy intensifies. So it's prudent to go ahead and do that, in the words of George Bush Sr. It's prudent. That's a prudent thing to do. So, Hung Vaj Rupay, Hung Vaj Rupay, Hung Vaj Rupay, Hung Vaj Rupay. And so it is. The big circle is around us. The sphere of light is protecting us, and our own frequency is contained within that. At this point, call forth your first, your middle, your last name on the birth certificate, and go ahead and speak that name seven times. And in that process, we ground ourselves into our own essence. We call forth the child self to be completely aware. The original template is reactivated, and we call forth those energies in the beings who are aligned to our frequency. Here we go. Mark Stanton Welch, 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 Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is. So if you said Mark Stanton Welch by the power of my own command, I appreciate the extra energy you just gave me. Otherwise, hopefully you did your own name. All right, so let's go to the tune. The root chakra is at C, the phonetic is And we're going to start there with just a moving up to sacral. Ooh, solar plexus. Oh, oh, to the heart. Ah, to the throat. Third eye, to the crown, take a breath, and just work the body just a little bit, twist and move in your chair, roll the head a bit, roll the neck, work the face muscles, mwah. Mwah, mwah. And we will go ahead now. We'll start from the top, the crown, with the and move back down to the root. So we sent it up, and we're going ahead and clarify and clear on the way down as well from the crown. To the third eye. Hey, to the throat. To the heart. To the solar plexus. To the sacral. To the root. So it is, and so it is, just a quick brush up, a shaking of the rug, if you will, cleaning your towels off on the line in the spring. We're just shaking off any energies that are there. At this point, we intend to create an eased state, a place of peace. This particular mantra, I'm sorry, chant, intentional song, I am at ease. Sorry. I inhaled when I shouldn't have there. All right, I am at ease is an invitation for us to be peaceful in our moments. The power of the spoken word through a cleared throat chakra and a second chakra that is unencumbered by the energetic debris of the past will allow us to claim a state and make it manifest almost in the now. As this Aquarian age, this is where we're heading in these times, is to make manifest these intentions very, very quickly. So let's go ahead and just do this I am at ease. Some of you already know it. In fact, I think at least two of you do. And we're just going to sing it, and we're going to sing it twice. I'll sing it the first time. We'll sing it together one time. And the idea that all of ourselves respond by letting go of anything that is impacting them in a lower frequency energy causing any kind of stress. I am at ease. I am at peace. I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go, with the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. I am at ease, I am at peace, I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go, with the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. I am at ease, I am at peace. And so it is, and so it is. Again, after hearing the song a few times, singing it a few, just becoming aware of a phrase from the song is enough to re-stimulate the cells to do that which they are doing right now, which is to be in a place of greater calmness. At least I hope that's where you are. That's what we're intending. I am at ease. I am at peace. I am serene. I am as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go. With the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. There's a lot going on in this song in terms of what the intention is and the claiming of those particular energies, of the strength and the trust and the calmness and the letting go, the serenity, the peace, and being at ease and trusting that flow of the God essence that's flowing through us. Let's move on to make a statement with an affirmation here. These are not necessarily Christmas affirmations, but they are designed to get us into our wholeness. So let's just go ahead and speak this one together on the count of three, and we'll speak it with a little bit of energy as we claim it. It's not for wimps. So here we go, one, two, three.
on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies. I allow the pure vibration of the earth to constantly flow unimpeded through all my cells, organs, systems, and chakras to cleanse, purify, and empower each. So too, the high vibration of the cosmos and the source itself flows into my being from above to energize, instruct, guide, reawaken, and inspire my full remembering of my soul and whole self. I willingly allow these frequencies to unite and expand in my heart chakra to infuse me with an inexhaustible supply of love, light, grace, joy, abundance, and health. In this unswerving gratitude, I allow me to be me, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Whew, a lot went on there. So in a sense, what we just did there was kind of like the pranic tube thing that we'd intended to do at the end. We have pulled the energy up from below. We have pulled the energy down from the heavens, and we put it into the heart chakra to unify and to expand in that frequency. Because in the Aquarian age, the heart chakra is the new root chakra. It's the place of foundation. So the more we nurture that and feed it, then the more we have the capacity to be fully balanced in presence, in our power, in our talent, in our skill, for every moment that comes into our own altar of awareness. So we're able to show up as the I am that we are expressing as. And these are the kinds of statements that will bring that forth. So take a breath. We'll move on down to Here I Go. And this is a particular song that is inviting us to access the part of ourself that when we are in balance, then we are given privy to the actual highest purpose of what we're here for. See, the intent of the Christmas season is to instill this through the rebirth of the Christ child self. This song is an homage to that, and it's an invitation for us to find that state and be in it so that wherever we go during this season, whether it's shopping, whether it's out in public, whether it's in private, whether it's a concert, whether it's an opportunity to make community with some other people, or whether it's the actual days of Christmas itself, whatever those are going to be. Okay, I just had a little thing come in from conference report there, and I'm hoping I'm still on here. Would someone star 6 and say, hey, you're still here?
You're still here.
All right, good, okay. All right, star 6 again, and then we're back going. Okay, good. Balance me in dark and light. Bring all my bodies into line. Clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe. Nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose. Bring me back to everything I am. Unify my child with my warrior, and I shall call life friend once again. Here we go, one more. Balance me in dark and light, bring all my bodies into line, clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe, nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose. Bring me back to everything I am. Unify my child with my warrior, and I shall call life friend once again.
And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a breath now. And in this frequency, we're inviting these elements that are by design of who we are. We're calling back to the original design where the body's capacity to take care of itself and to regulate its energy cleansing, we're actually part of the design. And, you know, the way life has gone and the way things have, the choices have made, the way cultures have unfolded and the way that things, you know, blah, 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 we haven't had access to those natural design elements until now. And so the December 21st, 2012 window, leaving behind the Piscean Age, was the wake-up call to bring all of these elements back. And in some ways, this is why it's so challenging now, is that our original design is beginning to replace the debris. Now, for that debris to move in the physical, it's necessary that it sometimes gets a little rough as it clears and moves. And it shows up in physical, which is slow and demanding and sometimes painful. So, one thing to keep in mind here is the fact that this process is happening to everyone and all things right now, and so it really allows us to perhaps cut it a little slack and to be trusting of it and quit resisting. One of the biggest challenges that we have, especially in Western culture, is about feeling. The second chakra is the feeling center along with the third, but the second primarily is where fear is held. It's where the wounds of living, it's where passion is either expanded or contracted. It's where abuses are held, et cetera, et cetera. So the woundings of life are there, and the woundings are held in place by the containment of emotion. Christmas time often, especially because of the families coming together, is an opportunity to clear and cleanse some of this stuff. Typically, the dynamic of most families is to restrict this or certain roles take over and everybody's put back in their place where certain things aren't allowed to happen. If everyone would just have a puppy pile and cry with one another and just let it all out, then Christmas would be a beautiful time for a lot of these families that are struggling with their own established dynamic. Now, even in times when we've lost parents, like many of us who are on the call here, we no longer have our own parental units around. So, some of us do, but we're also just dealing with the reality of the fact that the influence, the energetic influence, is still there. It's never too late to cut a cord. It's never too late to reclaim who we are, which then releases a lot of the old debris and a lot of the old forms and the patterns that were held in place by misinformation and by the limited thinking that we had. So we're essentially going to the second chakra, 3 inches below the navel, or at the sacral in the back. And we're going to start with this I feel. Actually, we're going to turn to the back side of it because this is actually where the activation of feeling moves into the body from the etheric realms. It moves through all of the energy bodies back down, and entry point into the physical is literally at the back side of the sacral. When my L5 went out years and years ago, that started me on a very specific path of cleansing and clearing and healing and remembering, I remember the difficulty and the challenge of the pain that reawakened a lot of the specific issues that I had put away and tucked away in that area. And so the first thing that began to happen was the actual movement of emotion. And because of the fear is the main item that's held there, it got scary right away. And to be compromised and impacted in that way really brought up a lot of stuff. That was the first layer. Because underneath the fear were actually some elements of needs not being met and stuff being held onto, which then began to impact the foundation and also began to impact the solar plexus in terms of the anger and frustration and rage that had contained all of those feelings within me. So the invitation now, regardless of the personal story, the story itself is no longer as relevant as it was. We're really in a position now where we're inviting the energy to move in. So as I sing this song and you join in with me, we'll go through it twice. What we're really doing is feeling from the backside of the sacral chakra, the movement through. It's like miners are in there doing their work and they're clearing the debris from the tunnel in the back, are from the cone in the back to the cone in the front, and there's a connecting tube that actually intersects with the spine. And we're going to go ahead and imagine that that area is being cleared out, and that the conduit will run from the front to the back, which will then free up the emotional energy and the flow of emotion that we have and that we are. The blockages are then released on the way up to go out the crown or to go out the right foot and down into the earth star chakra. So I'm throwing a whole bunch of stuff out there at the moment, but I know you got it. I feel, I live, I love, I give, I create, I flow, I'm alive. To feel is to live, to love is to give. I create as I flow, and I thrive. I feel, that's why I'm here. I feel, there's nothing to fear. By feeling, I'm here. Concealing in the whole of me now, I am I. One more time from the top. I feel, I live, I love, I give, I create, I flow, I'm alive. To feel is to live, to love is to give. I create as I flow, and I thrive. I feel, that's why I'm here. I feel, there's nothing to fear. By feeling, I'm healing, revealing, not conceiving. In the whole of me now, I am I. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Moving up to the heart chakra now. The backside of the heart chakra is actually where the child self comes in. Because a child is made of love. That frequency of love is the salve to all things. It's the foundation of the cosmos. And as we access the child self, we're essentially going back to the original design. So the child's world is a world of joy and laughter by design. It isn't necessarily the way it's turned out. So as we reconnect with that essence, what this song is doing is inviting us to drink in more of life. Too many childhoods were cut short by responsibility, by damages, etc., etc. There is time to create a happy childhood, and that time is right now. So by reawakening and reactivating the conduit between the front and the back heart chakra, we are going ahead to open up that energy of the original design to come through and for us to retain and reclaim that joy, that imagination, all of those elements that are a part of the child by design. So give me more. It doesn't really... Whoops, hold on.
doesn't matter where be. There it is. It doesn't really matter what's happening to me. Okay, there it is. It doesn't really matter what's happened to me, 'cause I'm the perfect child of light. I am. I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live and love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, singing, dancing, give me life. I want more, more, more. Happy, happy childhood, this is my moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more, 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 more. Ba-da-da-dum, da-dum, feeling groovy. Da-da-da-dum, da-dum, feeling groovy. Sorry, I'm relearning this. Let's do it one more time, and maybe we'll get the correct thing going. Doesn't really matter what's happened to me, 'cause I'm the perfect child of light. I am. I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live and love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me a life. I want more, more, more. Happy, happy childhood, this is my moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more, more, more. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
feeling groovy, da 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 da. Feeling groovy, da 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 da. Feeling groovy.
My apologies for that interpretation, but the spirit was there. Okay, let's take a little break from doing the songs and scoot down towards the bottom of the page there. Now that we've reactivated these particular elements of it, before we move to the throat chakra, I'm going to invite us to do the violet flame process. Now, you can listen to be a part of this and hold the visualization, or you can actually speak the words with me. This comes through the I Am Discourses through Saint Germain, the Ascended Master, and the I Am Discourses up in the Mount Shasta area in the 1920s, taken over eventually by Elizabeth Clare Prophet and taken up to the Montana compound, where it was considered to be a cult and was frowned upon mightily by the locals, etc., etc. Besides all of that stuff that went on in terms of the actual form of it on the planet, the energy behind it is incredibly potent. The violet flame is the cleansing flame that will take away any lower frequency energy that you carry within or without. So literally what's happening is we're using the flame to start at the feet and to take fire and to consume our entire being in this column of flame. And as this is going on, the words are being spoken. So however you choose to visualize that, I invite you to begin at the feet. At the very least, begin at the feet and let the flame grow and the flame grow higher. And as that flame begins to grow, you realize and you trust the fact that it is cleansing out anything that is interfering with your capacity to be in your full joy, to be in full balance, anything that's going to hold you back on a physical level and in the energy bodies, any emotion that is trapped or caught, any energies unexpressed, any words unexpressed, all of this gets cleared and burnt in the mighty violet I Am flame, and then it's released to the cosmos. Mighty I Am presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmutation. transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Whew. So take a breath in that, and as you take that breath in, do as it said. You allow to fill in the space of all the stuff that was burnt and sent to the violet flame. Fill it up with your intention of what it is that you want there. Whether it's a color, whether it's a particular trait and a quality, you decide and put it in there with three breaths that start from your feet and from the top, and they meet in the heart area. So visualize that as you pull that beautiful prana and life force into your body. All right. Let's move back up to the songs now. It says the one speak. The throat chakra is so powerful and so essential to manifesting the kind of life we deserve and desire, and making our intention to putting our mission into motion, cleansing out the second chakra, clearing ourselves for foundation, expressing the love that is contained in the heart for the personal sense of love, for sense of self, for around. Obviously, it's everything. And the voice is the vehicle that actually brings this into manifestation. Too often, especially in our culture, the voices have been silenced. The voices have been forced to be interfered with. Our voices were compromised. They were judged. They were criticized. They were told to be a certain way. All this energy lies contained depending on the amount of release that's occurred. The beauty of these times is a lot of these energies are being cleansed whether we want to or not. That's just what's going on. So what we're going to do right now is go to the back side of the throat chakra, and we're going to go ahead and, just like a miner again, we're going to go ahead and visualize that there's, from the cone in the back to the cone in the front, we're building the tunnel that allows the free flow between the two. Because the information coming in from the back, as the song says, there lives a point where the cosmos channels and anoints to breathe me into life all that I am. This is where our design comes in. This is where the essence of who we are and how we are expressing comes into manifestation, where I can clear the ancient threads that weave a past inside my head to free and manifest all that I am. As I unblock, I start to speak and call the beauty within me. I create the world I dream of and desire. Oh, I am I. So this is where we are headed right now in terms of opening up this particular area. So visualize, as I sing this through the first time, that opening taking place. And as that conduit opens from the front into the back, it's like a wind, a mighty wind just flows through and gives allowance of sound to move through. When that conduit opens, the second chakra then activates itself and releases old energies that have been compromised by the throat being shut down. And those old energies are released, old fears, old unspoken words, old woundings, old abuses. All of that stuff that stands in the way, we're just going to allow it energetically to flow out the front side. And what comes in the back is the high-frequency support to cleanse and clear. In the throat there lives a point where the cosmos channels and anoints to breathe me into life all that I am.
where I can clear the ancient threads that weave a past inside my head to free and manifest all that I am. As I unblock, I start to speak. I call the beauty within me. I create the world I dream of and desire. Why am I? Here we go. Behind the throat, there lives a point where the cosmos channels and anoints to breathe me into life all that I am. Where I can clear the ancient threads that weave a past inside my head to free and manifest all that I am. As I unblock, I start to speak. I call the beauty from within me to create the world I dream of and desire. Oh, I am I. Oh, I am I. Oh, so it is, and so it is. I'll move directly right now into the second song that supports this particular chakra. Guide me through this life. Direct me, my holy self, most high. Speak through me. Help me keep my channels clean. Resource my energy. How I love alive. How I love alive. Higher self speaking in through this conduit of energy that's open in the backside there allows us to put manifest and make manifest the guidance. It allows through the third eye and through the crown itself this integration of the higher self information along with the guides themselves. So there's a lot going on when these things start to open up. And so we're just going to keep making it happen here. That's what we're doing. I'm starting to feel pretty darn good. Woohoo! Guide me through this life. Direct me, my holy self, most high. Speak through. Help me keep my channels clean. Resource my energy. How I love life. How I love. Here we go. Guide me through this life. Direct me, my holy self, most high. Speak through me. Help me keep my channels clean. Resource my how I love life. How I love life through this life. Direct me, my holy self, most high. Speak through me. Help me keep my channels clean. Resource my energy. How I love life. How I love life.
And so it is, and so it is. Woo-hoo. Those are a couple potent tunes, those throat chakra things. Woo. So let's ride that energy a bit. Move down to the bottom where we have proclamations and affirmation. We use the power of the spoken word. A little bit of water first. So remember at the beginning of the call when I painted the grim picture of Christmas, like the old Grinch, talking about the forms that we've been so often influenced. And if you've had the perfect life this time, hallelujah. And if you are under the influence of past lives where it wasn't that way and whatever, we're just dealing with the energy that transcends time and space. We're attempting to clear this to allow the magnificent opportunity to rebirth that Christ essence in each of us on a yearly basis. And these are the times when giving birth to it allows us to actually consciously work with it because we're getting so high in vibration. And this is the kind of vibration that doesn't go away. And it keeps anything of lower frequency out of our influence. It just doesn't come in. It just doesn't come in. Let's go to the proclamation, the first one from the Proclamations of the Soul by a fellow named Rich Work. We're going to say it together. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I reach out to my creation in my human experience and command that the editor gene I hold within my being now be activated in its divine perfection to co-create with me according to my intent and plan, to edit the script of life according to my heart's desires into the one that will bring me joy in all areas of my soul experience. And so it is. Whew. So you see how we're taking the opening that has happened in the throat and laying the first words out and laying claim to this unification and reactivation of this essence of who we are, putting the intended script into action as opposed to the one that was created by the first grade student. Let's move on now and transmute the illusions that are interfering with the ability to see your divine perfection. Take a breath. Count of three, speak your true and holy name, the first, middle, and last. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go together. I transmute the illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection into the divine expression of creative love. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine perfection to be erased from universal consciousness. I replace the illusion with universal knowledge, allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of the divinity within, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So deposit us into the frequency of the Aquarian Age here by calling forth the divine design that we are. Everything that's unlike that be erased from universal consciousness. These are potent words. These are potent words. Let's go up now to clarify my vision. We have a song up there. This is actually for Third Eye. We're going to do a quick experience with the third eye and end with the affirmation. And as far as the heart focus and the pranic tube empowerments, we kind of did something similar to that. We'll have to save that for a future experience. Clarify my vision. Purify. Whoops. Sorry. Clarify my vision. Purify my sight. Open up the channels that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary, now let the I am through. To fill my endless moments with my blessed sacred truth. Clarify my vision, purify my sight, open up the channel that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary, now let the I am through, to fill my endless moments
with my blessed sacred truth.
And so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and on to the last affirmation. Take a breath. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of my soul's purpose in this incarnation. I call forth a clear revelation of all information, desires, intentions, experiences, and lessons now. I stand in complete clarity, knowing my design plan, and call forth all energies, beings, situations, experiences, guides, and guidance to be easily accessible and understood. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Happy holidays, snappy holidays. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Well, that's actually a Thanksgiving song. Oh, and by the way, just to bring closure to everything here, I know we're at 8:02. Thanksgiving was one of the initial, this is interesting, the sequence of holidays, because you get Halloween once. This is to call the demons forth, and to exercise those demons, to bring them to the consciousness, and to make essence essentially shaking the pot of the second and third chakras, and anything that interferes with foundation. And through the process of releasing that and becoming aware at the very least, we go immediately to the high frequency of Thanksgiving, which is about giving gratitude and celebrating every single element of all that has been with us, and noticing how much there is to be grateful for, no matter what the form is. All of this is in preparation to the releasing of those energies and the going deeper within through the fall as it moves towards that point at the 21st that is just around the corner, where we are actually deep into the essence, in the cave of the wintertime, where on the 25th we experience and re-experience the reawakening of the Christ essence design within each of us, which then incubates by all that clarity being infused into it, as well as the energy of the design itself infusing out to the cells within us to be given rise in the spring when the plants begin to sprout. It's just a beautiful, beautiful a sequence of process that goes on through this season. And if it could get to that point where we start to celebrate that, as opposed to the seemingly out of balance stuff thing, the material elements that are so much a part of these times. There's a beautiful and there's a beautiful and magical and majestic period of time here that if we can reclaim and get back to, then our whole year will be very different. And maybe that's really, in a sense, what these times are leading us to. This Aquarian age is calling us to do things with clarity and to not be distracted by stuff. So here we are. So we have done a lot tonight to clear out an old vibration. And I do underscore the fact that everything we did tonight is really working old energies. It's not necessary to play out old stories for the holidays. It's not necessary to have the same vibration within the family. However, if you find yourself caught up in whatever the dynamic is, be the observer and notice it. And remember, I am at ease, I am at peace, I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go. With the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. And so it is, and so it is. I'm delighted that you chose on such short notice to be here with me tonight. I hope that this served you, and I will have you, I'll give you a link by tomorrow morning for the recording.
share this with people if you want to. Let them know that there is an alternative way to being in these times. And as you deal with your own moments, you may have to come back to and listen to or refer at least to the page here. Make a copy of it, print it somewhere, and use it, because it is a resource that will keep reminding you of who you are.
Mark, can you play out the IE again? I think that's a wonderful thing by itself for the third eye.
Which one?
For the third eye, clarify my vision. But can you just play the last I want to get the tone. It's so beautiful just to...
Okay, it goes Clara.
On a moment's notice in the shower. Mm-hmm.
Clarify my vision, purify my sight. Open up the channel that will cleanse my holy eye. Clear pituitary, now let the eye am through to fill my endless moments with my blessed sacred truth.
So powerful.
And so it is. We are done now. Thanks for being a part of this.
Thank you, Mark.
Merry Christmas.
Don't get run over by a reindeer.
What's that?
Don't get run over by a reindeer. Merry Christmas and good night.
Thank Merry you. Christmas, indeed.
Mark, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much. I will be playing this every day until the 25th.
Woohoo!
Yes, it's wonderful.
Honey,
I do appreciate it.
I know it'll serve you well.
You and Gabriella have a wonderful holiday, too.
We shall, and you too. I'm glad you're doing great down there.
Yeah,
say hello to the
I
stars.
And I was going to ask you, are you going to be available for any mentoring in January?
Sure.
Yes, I wasn't sure, you know, because of your schedule and everything.
No, I'm actually getting ready to post my schedule for the year, so believe it or not. So it'll all be there, and it'll actually be accurate.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Also, I was wondering, do you think you may offer anything that specifically addresses the third eye, like, you know, like educational-wise, rather? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It seems so knowledgeable about it.
Well, let me put something together and I'll let you know.
Because that would be cool.
I'm
very interested in that at this point in time, and I think you have a lot of knowledge about it. That you know.
Well, yeah, I've learned some things recently about some empowerments in relation to the pituitary and the pineal that actually involve the backside of the third eye moving through the front, and then it's almost like a cross that goes from the front. The back of the third eye to the front, and then through the pituitary, straight down through the throat, down to the second chakra. There's just some very beautiful little, like, sacred geometric forms that are set up, and as we hold these intentions and these visualizations, it begins to activate things beyond what we even thought they were able to do. So, yeah, I think that's a great invitation for me to go ahead and do some work on that. And then,
well, it seems to me like sacred knowledge, because you can just get bits and pieces different places, but not necessarily everything. Do you know what I mean? And I kind of feel, because of all your work with sound and just your educational background, maybe you have delved into that a bit.
Well, thanks, Connie. I'm going to seriously give that some thought. I think it's a great idea, especially in these times, because at the very least to allow us to reclaim our capacity to use our imagination. That's been dumbed out for years. You know, that's what school
is. Yes, I know.
Takes it away.
I got it.
So.
Well, anyway, I would talk to you for 2 hours, so I better stop now. So
thank
anyway,
you, Connie.
Well,
and thank you really for
the I will try to get a hold of you then in January, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And thank you so much for this session. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you were a part of it. All right. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We're out of here.